That's the last track off of There's No Going Back, the latest from Hazer on 92.1 The Eagle. They are out of Waterloo tomorrow night. Spicoli's Rockade, a $5 show, them and like three other bands. Should be a good time if you're going to brave the cold. If you're really going to brave the cold, though, make sure you stop by Patty's Pub Sunday night, New Year's Eve. Big old bash, man. They used to have the ski band play when it was Pee-wee's Pub all the time, and now they've got just one member left of the ski band doing MGCC now. Gene Walker, very, very cool guy, very talented guy, and he's got some other very talented guys with him in MGCC. And East End Boys is very fun, too, so make sure you just get down there and check it out. Now, coming up January 19th, it's another pretty awesome show going up in Des Moines at Vaudeville Muse. The Missing Letters with, we'll hear them shortly. They'll be with this band, Pets with Human Names, out of Des Moines. It's the Regional Rock Hour, 92.1 The Eagle.
We'll be right back. go to Mum's, kill Phil,
sorry,
grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over.
The Regional Rock Hour.
Yeah, boy!
Brought to you by Paddy's Pub.
Crazy heart from falling apart in this mess.
92.1 The Eagle and Patty's Pub's Regional Rock Hour out of Kansas City. That was Get Busy Living. They are working on a new album. The last videos that they had posted online, they're in the studio, they're working, they're doing the thing. Hopefully we're going to hear some of that stuff soon from them. They're still out touring and whatnot, too. One band that tours a lot and just set up their first European tour for next year is Dead Horse Trauma. Always enjoy talking with the guitarist, Seth. Here's a little bit of a conversation we had about that European tour a couple months ago. When is this European tour kicking off?
I believe we start the last week of February 2018, so it'll run, I believe, through March.
Excellent. You know how many, about how many dates you're doing? Are you doing about the same length of tour, or how long are you going to be gone over there?
I'm not certain. I just saw Zoli, who is their lead singer. He did kind of an interview thing on Facebook, and he had mentioned 4 to 6 weeks, so somewhere in there. Probably the same way, you know, jamming as many dates as we can into that short amount of time. Yeah, what's nice about over there is we'll be in a bus with a driver, so it'll be, you know, it's so unfamiliar to us. We won't have to drive. We won't have to worry about, you know, crossing borders, you know, any of that stuff. So we can kind of pay attention and see how it works the first time and then go back and know how everything operates.
So it's pretty much you can just fall asleep on the bus, just kind of keep your passport on your chest and...
Yeah, dude, that's going to be an experience. We've never, ever had that in the, you know, 3.5 years of touring that we've done. We've never gotten to do that. I'm really looking forward to it because I do a lot of the night driving, which means when everybody's partying it up after the set, I'm usually working merch and kind of keeping everything together. So this will be a good experience to just be able to relax every night, you know, work, do your thing, and then be able to just relax with people and being that we're in Europe, a whole new place and a whole new people, it's going to be a lot to take in. Giggity.
Giggity. I got to watch that guy, man. Seth, he's a card. A lot of fun to talk to. Very cool guy. Actually, some roots in Fort Dodge. He went to Iowa Central for a while. And I remember him just sitting around jamming. That dude could play some face-melting guitar. We had a really good time back in April at Patty's Pub catching them, so... Hoping to get them back here this year, next year, I should say. Yeah, that would be very, very cool. We are going to hear one off of their new album, Life, right after this. It's the Regional Rock Hour brought to you by Patty's Pub on 92.1 The Eagle.
It may be freezing outside, but the only thing cold at Patty's Pub is the beer and other delicious drinks. So let's give 2017 the send-off it deserves this Sunday night at the Patty's Pub New Year's Eve party. There will be fun games to play, drink specials all night long, and the Rock Room will be open with live music from MGCC and East End Boys. No cover charge. Welcome 2018 with open arms at Patty's Pub's 21 and up New Year's Eve party this Sunday night at Patty's Pub, downtown Fort Dodge. Check out Patty's Pub and the Rock Room for a schedule of upcoming shows on Facebook.